Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Perhaps it's time to start naming these new variants that may be coming out after them.
I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra.
What about Obama?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is President Obama setting the wrong example about how serious COVID-19 is by hosting a big birthday party with hundreds of people?
They're begging us. Please have a party.
They're following all the safety precautions. People are going to sporting events that are bigger than this. This is going to be safe. This is a sophisticated, vaccinated crowd.
Doing the platinum plated, sophisticated swing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm so worn out after that big, wild weekend on Martha's Vineyard. I just got back in on my private jet. I parachuted out over Hyannis Airport, and then I walked over here to Cape Gunworks. So, it was an amazing thing, I'll tell you. Sophisticated swing, all the beautiful people. You know, the only ones that were wearing masks were the help, and not many of them either. You know, anyway, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting here as we are every Monday this month from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Come on down and visit us. And we already have a few people here. It's a nice day to come in, buy some ammo, shoot some rounds. Grace's parents were here shooting earlier in the day. And they're sitting here now. It's just great. We're glad to be here. And I got to say, there's a lot to talk about here today. But sometimes I feel like, you know, the Herald, the newspaper, still has power. And I thought about that when I saw the picture of John Kerry getting off the private jet, wearing a mask. All it took was two humiliations in the Boston Herald. You know, with him at Logan Airport or on a commercial jet, not wearing a mask, and he's coming off a private. You didn't have to wear the mask coming off the jet, John. Okay, the private jet.
It's the only way to fly.
But Howie, did you see his tweet 6 hours ago?
What did he say 6 hours ago?
He said, today's report shows that we cannot afford further delay. The science has been certain for decades, but the latest report makes it abundantly clear. The climate crisis is not only here, it is growing and increasingly severe.
Yeah, this is from the United Nations. So, caveat.
Who is he, Willy Wonka?
here is...
Danger must be growing.
I'll read you some of the just one of the headlines. Some climate change effects may be irreversible, UN panel report says. The planet may be wiped out within 300 years. You get up there, you get up over like 20, 30 years, you don't really have to worry about the fact checking too much. 300, zero concern about fact checking, right? But so that's what they're going to do. They're going to say, now it's 300 years.
But it's like they expect the average American to pay more in taxes to help, you know, defeat global warming and to kayak everywhere they go and to buy an electric car and to take a bike everywhere. But John Kerry can't even skip one of Obama's birthday parties, or he can't go commercial. He has to take a private plane. How imminent can this crisis be?
A plane. Grace, last time I checked, they have ferries over there, right?
Yes, I was a ferry girl myself.
Whatever happened to ferries? You know, you get to meet and greet and hang out with the people, and, you know, you buy some crackers and you throw them to the seagulls.
Ugh, that is so not sophisticated. What's next? You buy one of the ferry hot dogs? Yikes.
But, you know, I just want to start here today with this was a really good column by John Nolte and Breitbart. I hadn't really thought about it this way, but, you know, we've all had a lot of laughs about this beautiful people party and who got canceled and Nancy Pelosi shows up but doesn't get to go to the party. There were a lot of humorous aspects to this whole thing. But John Nolte has a really good point here in Breitbart. Barry's 60th birthday party was an appropriate bleep you to Joe Biden. Barry Obama's maskless 60th birthday bash was the biggest bleep you to Joe Biden in the history of bleep yous. Here's his fraudulency, Joe Biden running around trying to scare everybody back into masks and lockdowns. And here's Barry saying, you know what? Bleep you, Joe. I'm 60. I'm not one of these peasants you want to stick in a mask. I'm Barry. So I'm having my elite maskless birthday party, and you're just going to have to deal with it. And I like that. It's true. How do they ever ask those of us who are unsophisticated, those of us who probably wouldn't mind going to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, who, if we were in Missouri, would head to Branson, Missouri, to see a couple of shows by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. Who the hell are they to tell us what to do after what they did this weekend on Martha's Vineyard? Seriously.
We just want to go to Olive Garden. We don't even want to host a big party.
What other explanation could there possibly be for Obama holding a maskless, high-profile elitist soiree, just as Slow Joe and his allies in the fake media are on an anti-science, anti-math rampage to terrify us with the China flu? Think about it. At the very same time, Biden and the discredited CDC and the fake news media are ginning up their latest panic porn campaign, Barack and Muchel put on a huge show in front of the whole world by sticking their collective finger directly in the eye of Biden in this fear campaign. Not only did it put the White House on defense, it proved Obama doesn't take this Delta variant hysteria seriously. But what it really proved to us is that he doesn't take Joe Biden seriously. And on both counts, he's exactly right. For all who are actually interested in the truth, the truth is that despite this ginned-up hysteria, the vaccinated are almost perfectly safe from a quote-unquote breakthrough. I love that phrase, breakthrough. You know, I always think of breakthrough. When Jonas Salk came up with the vaccine to stop polio, that was a breakthrough, right? A new variation on a virus. I don't consider that a breakthrough. Perfectly safe from a breakthrough China flu infection that will prove fatal or land them in the hospital. The other truth is that Joe Biden is a walking joke no one should take seriously. So we should actually thank Obama for telling Biden and his fear campaign, bleep you. In fact, we should all hold hands and join Obama's belligerent campaign to tell Biden and his fear campaign, bleep you. This might actually be the first time Barry has ever done something positive for a country he hates and for the people of this country whom he hates even more. Honestly, if you think about it, the Obamas sent a great message to America. If you're vaccinated, this pandemic is over. Don't listen to the fear merchants. Don't listen to Joe Biden. Go and live your life.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, John Nolte.
Thank you, Obama.
By the way, this is another little nugget that's been buried. You know they've been promoting this Delta. First, it was the Delta variant. I said they should call it the Delta Ultra variant. You know, like they had Michelob and that wasn't selling, so they made it Michelob Ultra. So obviously Delta wasn't making it. So I wanted to name it Delta Ultra, but I think they focus grouped it, and they have now come up with a new one. It's now Delta Plus. I think Delta Ice might have been good, too. I was going for the adult beverage, connotations. But they go on with Delta Plus. But so yesterday, the Mass Department of Public Health, and again, take all their numbers with a grain of salt. They used to employ the crooked chemist. They falsified 65,000 drug tests. You know, God only knows what they did with the breathalyzer tests, et cetera, et cetera. But they changed the nursing home death toll from 9,000 to 5,500 at the behest of the governor. However, you know how many of you have been reading and hearing about Ron DeSantis's Florida? The kids are coming down with Delta variant. It's horrible. All the kids are dying. They're dropping like flies. Do you know what the average age of the Delta variant victim is in Massachusetts right now? Remember, the average age of the Delta victim in Massachusetts, when they were in fact dropping like flies in the nursing homes, was 80 years old. 80 years old. Do you know, with now that the Delta variant, which is attacking the kids so much, do you know what the average age of the dead? Not that there are many dead. They're negligible numbers of deaths. I'm sorry anybody's dead, but the death figure is minimal. Do you know what the average age is now in Massachusetts? He's right. 82 and a half. 82 and a half. These are the panic porn purveyors' own numbers. Put the lie to the panic porn they're purveying. It's just outrageous. I mean, this is BS. Such crap. I'm tired of it. Anyway, and you know what? That's what I told John Legend when I saw him.
I was watching. I'm glad you read that piece because I was getting so angry reading about this party. But you're right. It's a good thing. It's kind of like that's it. You know, there's no more going
there
back.
There was a great meme, too. They had a drone picture of the mansion, and it said Obama BS. And then it had a picture of the tent and an arrow saying COVID BS. And then they had an arrow going down to the sea, and it said climate change BS.
Yeah.
And I thought that summed it up pretty nicely, too, just how serious they all are. I'm back in New England, and, of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. If you put off your dental care, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. From complete reconstructive work to veneers, Perfect Smiles does it all. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy and they have free parking. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Believe it or not, it's more pleasant now to go to the dentist than it was before. Don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful, the more expensive it's going to be to get your teeth back in good health again. So give Perfect Smiles a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England and having a hard time finding Howie?
Guys, what if we all go to Vermont?
Just go to HowieCarrShow.com to find a station near where you happen to be.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
I got the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu, too. Just like Huey Piano Smith and then Johnny Rivers, I guess. 844-500-4242. Someone says, Obama party, not his most out-of-touch Martha's Vineyard event. Remember playing golf after the ISIS beheading? Well, that was out of touch. I'm not sure this was, now that I think about it, I'm not sure this was out of touch. I mean, I think this was in touch with the American people, you know?
Was it that he played golf or did he go to a fundraiser in Las Vegas?
He went to...
Or were there multiple times where he was
out of touch? Well, there was one time where he was going to... An American had his head chopped off somewhere and he went to a baseball game with Raul Castro and he was doing the wave with him down in Havana at a baseball game.
By the
way,
and
then there was which one was that with the Vegas? He was telling people that the country was locked down, and then he went to Vegas for a fundraiser for a time.
I don't know how, but one thing I wasn't able to get to that I think you'd enjoy is Ben Shapiro had a debate with Malcolm Nance on Bill Maher's show, and that was brought up. They were talking about communists and Democrats, and Ben Shapiro used that example, and he shut up all of the opposition. It was pretty good.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When will Andrew Cuomo be gone? By the end of the week, in 2 weeks, Labor Day, or when his term expires on December 31st, 2022?
I would like to think it would be this week, but I think he's going to drag his feet. So I'm going to say within 2 weeks. What are the results?
Only 10% say in 2 weeks. 53% say he'll finish his term. 26% say by Labor Day. 11% say by the end of the week.
He got the two big body blows, shall we say, the last couple of days, the last 24 hours. You know, the mean girl, DeRosa, his aide, the one that's mentioned 187 times in the report, she quit last night. And then they had the interview with the single mom that he allegedly groped. She was pretty sympathetic character, I thought, today on CBS Morning News. Not that I saw it on the CBS Morning News, but I saw the clips of it elsewhere. And, you know, I tend to believe her. She's the one who filed the criminal complaint against him, I guess, with the Albany Sheriff's Department over the on Friday or Thursday. So I think he's all done, though. It's really it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, though. I don't care what anybody says about, you know, due process and, the person they get, like if it's the Attorney General, Letitia James, will be worse. Again, how much worse could you be than Andrew Cuomo? I want and I do want the bridge's name to be changed back. And I'm not from New York, but I'm not the only one. And I'm seeing the drumbeats in the papers and on the websites. You know, why is that bridge? It was a great name. It was a great why, and they changed it to the name. It's not. It doesn't matter.
Who's writing this? Coos on the Boston Globe.
No,
I prefer the name Tappan Zee.
Michael Goodwin had a mention of it from one of his listeners yesterday in the New York Post. You know, why is the name? Why is it have? It's going to now have the name of a sexual predator, even if it's not the same guy.
I think that bridge will always be called the Cuomo Bridge. Therefore, it should just be taken down forever.
Take it down?
Take down the bridge.
I don't know about that.
That bridge.
I don't know. If
we could have changed the names of all those statues, but no, they had to take them down. So take down the bridge.
You're right. Yeah. That's a good point. The statues, though, we didn't use them as often.
I don't use the Tappan Zee as often as I used to, but I prefer not to use a ferry.
Let's put it to a vote.
I'm like John Kerry. Anything but a ferry.
But, you know, nowadays when they have, like, these big ships and stuff, they have people vote on what to name them. So we should vote on what to name the bridge, or at least let New Yorkers vote.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody who has one of those passes, because I think it costs, like, $15 now to go over the bridge. You know, I think if you've got a monthly pass, you've definitely got a stake in the game. Anyway, 844 500-4242. That is that's the number. If you'd like to call us today, we've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I want to know what's going to happen to the cop on Martha's Vineyard who, when the traffic was breaking up on Saturday night, he referred to it on the open police radio as a bleep show. Did you see that? Is he going to get into trouble? Is he going to be canceled for saying that? You know, this could be. What can I say? 844-500-4242. We're broadcasting in a little different way today because we're having technical difficulties, and I think some of our affiliates haven't picked up on it yet. So they're slowly going to have to figure it out that we're on streaming, and now I'm seeing a New Hampshire station. But we'll get it worked out as the afternoon goes on. 844-500-4242. We'll open up the lines and we'll take some calls and we'll have Grace's news when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
919 wants to know, is Joe Biden under a lid because he didn't get invited to the Obama's birthday party? Yeah, they issued the lid at 11:27 today. Yeah, that's kind of early even for someone who's susceptible to sundowning. It's phenomenon.
It's a sad,
you know, lid. I mean, I never knew the early bird special to start at 11:30 in the morning. You know, I mean, a lot of places still running brunches, at least on the weekends at that hour.
I mean, it really is sad because Joe wore a tan suit last week specifically, I think, as like a last-minute attempt to get an invite, and it didn't work. And Nancy Pelosi got the boot, too. She was cut off from the guest list. So she had to wander around Martha's Vineyard pretending that she wasn't trying to go to the one party that was taking up the whole island, and she was like, oh, no, I'm here for other parties. Come on.
Do they have a nursing home on Martha's Vineyard where she could have spent the evening? She's old enough. She'd be older than most of the people in that nursing home if she showed up. By the way, speaking of lids, in the, you know, the old 70s meaning of the word lid, did you see those musicians smoking those giant blunts on Saturday? I understand this state has legalized weed. But still, I mean, is that really the look that a former president wants, is his musicians are, smoking these giant blunts and tweeting it out to the world or Instagramming it out to the world?
I would say after seeing the party of 400 or 500 people gathering with no masks on that optics are not Obama's number one concern right now.
How much of a loser did you have to be not to be disinvited?
Larry David got disinvited.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and I consider him.
He's one of the funniest guys around.
Yeah. I would consider him better company than, like, Steven.
And he's also a neighbor. You know, it's one thing to disinvite somebody that you're not going to see, you know, maybe for 2 or 3 years until, you know, some beautiful people gig.
But Grace.
But, I mean, he could run into Larry David at an ice cream shop or something.
Yeah.
Grace, you're a Curb fan. Wouldn't you say that if anybody was glad to get a disinvite, it would be Larry David?
Yes, he definitely took a nice sigh of relief. Like, oh, God.
I don't think so. I think he...
Yeah, but you don't watch it.
I do. But, it's a great show, and he does a great job performing that role. But you don't live on Martha's Vineyard if you don't like to be amongst the beautiful people.
Yeah, that's true. I see both sides. I do see both sides. I mean, the good thing is this is definitely going to be an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean, it writes itself. Larry gets invited and then disinvited to Obama's party. Bum, 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 bum.
Did any drones go by the gay porn house on Martha's Vineyard to see if anyone made a pilgrimage there?
I think the drones were focused. Well, one thing
gay bathhouses.
One thing I saw about the drones is that the people could shoot them down if they wanted to. So you had to be careful with your drones. Or they said they could take them out. They didn't say shoot them down. But
well, they said that's why they put up the tents, because they didn't want the drones, taking unwarranted pictures.
But it didn't help.
Unapproved pictures.
That big tent looked just as guilty.
No, it made it even worse.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things, you didn't know what was going on under the big tent.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people who were leaking pictures from the event anyway. Like some of the musicians there and some of the guests were taking pictures of Obama in his linen shirt, smiling with his friends and a few of his closest friends.
He was trying to dress a little bit like Mandela, wasn't he? And by the way, you know, it was the end of the Olympics, too. Was there a TV watching those final events at the Olympics? Did you see the United States finally edged out China in the end?
Really?
Yeah.
More gold medals?
Yeah, they brought in and wore all kinds of medals. They brought in Hunter Biden, and he won a couple of golds in crack and field.
Howard.
And then he went over to the pool and he did synchronized snorting.
All right.
Get the gold in that.
Now, I do want to read you a story here. This is...
I stole those from Chris Plant this morning, but I figured most people didn't hear them, so I could get them I could go with him.
Did he participate in the 100 meth head dash?
This is from the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler. All right, so this was a fact check gone bad. Glenn Kessler reached out to someone on LinkedIn. All right, he was asking a woman on LinkedIn. Her name is Carolyn Borisenko. And this is what he wrote, okay? He reaches out to this woman in a private message and says, in various interviews, Christopher Rufo, now you guys know Christopher Rufo, he's someone who really investigates critical race theory. He's been at the forefront of fighting against
it. He used to be the sheriff of Suffolk County. Oh, no, that was Robert Rufo.
He was on with Joy Reid at some point debating it.
Became a judge.
So he was told, so he reaches out to this woman, Carolyn Borisenko, and says, in various interviews, Rufo has claimed that he became aware of critical race theory because he got a tip from an anonymous Seattle employee about the CRT program there. But through a public records request, I have discovered that his query to the city instead cited a tweet that you made on June 16th. In other words, he was piggybacking off of your research and has been falsely claiming he is an anonymous tipster helping him. And now it seems he hijacked the whole thing into some kind of anti-white attack.
Is he investigating all the fake stories they ran about Russian collusion?
Well, what he's trying to do...
Or about the hack on the Eastern Coast electrical grid by the guy who was checking his email. Is he checking out to find out who the sources were on those wonderful stories?
What he's trying to do is he's trying to claim that Christopher Rufo is basically plagiarizing this woman's
right.
tweet. And this is what she wrote back. First of all, she takes the direct message and she posts it on her Twitter so everyone can see it. And she says, hi, at Glenn Kessler. Christopher Rufo and I were talking to the same anonymous tipster. This person came to both of us with the same information. So yes, that person absolutely exists. And no, I don't believe Rufo hijacked anything. I'm grateful for his work. Hope this helps. So Glenn Kessler was very upset by this because he thought him and this woman were on the same team. And then he writes her back and says, I'm very disappointed that you published that on Twitter. And she says, hi, Glenn Kessler. I'm sorry you're disappointed, but I'm disappointed that the Washington Post is doing yet another hit piece on Christopher Rufo. It's ridiculous. Regardless, the whistleblower is real, and he was talking to both of us. Rufo is always on strong ground. So another loss for Glenn Kessler.
Remember, Glenn Kessler is the one who somebody put out this as a joke, as a parody. They took something from the 1960s, this black guy walking around New York City, and they said it was Fred Trump's anti-black TV ad when he was running for mayor of New York City. Remember this? And Glenn Kessler was so excited. He said, look at what Trump's father did when he was running for mayor of New York City. There was only one problem. He never ran for mayor of New York City. And the guy wasn't even trying to kid. It was a joke. It was a parody. And Glenn Kessler, fact checker extraordinaire, swallowed it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to get Glenn Kessler to buy something. He's pretty gullible.
There are a lot of dumb reporters out there, but among the dumbest are the fact checkers.
Yes, I would agree. This news segment is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers 50 easy-to-prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer and calorie-smart recipes. You don't have to sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Now, there's a lot of talk about how Joe Biden was not at Obama's party, but let's not forget that Kamala Harris was not in attendance either. That's because she's working on important business. Kamala Harris is going...
She's making extreme progress on the border, you know.
On the root causes.
And it's extreme progress.
Harris is going to talk vaccines with the Mexican president amid COVID cases.
Vaccines
surge.
Or vaccines?
Vaccines.
Joe sticks to vaccines.
Vice President Kamala
For
Harris...
Blovid-9, as he calls it.
...is expected to speak Monday with Mexican President to discuss COVID-19 vaccine distribution amid an uptick in new cases in Mexico and among people illegally crossing the U.S. border.
Wait a second. How come it's surging and spiking in the United States even though nobody's dying, but it's just an uptick in Mexico?
It's funny, the verbiage they use. Maybe it has to do with sophistication.
Yes. I guess it does. Okay. Anything else, Grace?
Nope, that's it.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back about the party. We got so much other stuff to get to here. We've also got to talk about Andrew Cuomo and the carnage in Chicago. There were multiple. They didn't even say how many. There were multiple triple shootings. A female cop was killed on the South Side, just gunned down. Her partner was severely wounded, and of course, it was those damn guns. It was those damn guns again? They're just walking around. I hope they. Not, you know, we're here in a gun store, and no one feels in any danger. And yet out in Chicago, they're just running amok. They're flying around the streets. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr and get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
844-500-4242. One of the texters says, never mind Chicago. 3 stabbed, 5 shot in Boston over the weekend. The 3 people that were stabbed in Brighton, which I never think of as being a bad area particularly. I know they got a housing project over there, but some 19-year-old girl stabbed 3 people, allegedly. It's kind of eyebrow-raising, but no cops were shot. Boston is bad, but it's nothing compared to Chicago. Nothing compares to Chicago at this point, and that's an unfortunate thing for Chicago. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say, leaving all jokes aside about the billionaires and the politicians and having parties, I'm seeing the people of Massachusetts in Boston, they're wearing masks. You have local businesses who are not letting people in unless they have a mask on. We're going backwards. We're going to lose our country if this continues. I mean, the jig is up on this.
I agree. I don't you think, though, that Tim, that there was a certain group of people that were just hoping that they were going to get a chance to put their masks back on? That this, it's tough to root out a cult, even a cult that took only a few months to take root in the society. I mean, These people don't have jobs, they don't have kids, they just like following orders.
I think they resent, Howie, those of us who merit, those of us who accomplish. I think they resent it. They're enjoying this plague.
They are. That's what I'm saying. They were waiting for this to come back. But see, I was thinking about it last week. This, what they're trying to do, this is like 1933 when Prohibition ended. And this is like, you know, the Women's Temperance Union or Kerry Nation trying to come back with axes and shut down the saloons that just reopened, that not as speakeasies. I mean, I don't think this is playing out. I mean, wasn't that the whole? I mean, that's the whole message of the Obama Party, isn't it? You know, we don't care. This is BS. We know it's BS, isn't it? Isn't that what they're saying ultimately?
Oh yeah. They're absolutely saying it. I'm just afraid because it's really not the politicians and the people who are running things who are ruining this country now. Right now, I'm afraid it's the people. I mean, the PCR tests have been proven. They've already been proven a sham. The magic cure, that's already outed as being very dangerous. People don't read anymore. They don't know what's going on. Thousands of people, thousands throughout the world are dying, are organs are shutting down. People are having
strokes. I know. I get it, Tim. But, you know, what gets me is, though, that I just don't understand why people are still scared of this virus. I mean, again, that report that came out from the public health department in Massachusetts yesterday saying that the average age of the death of the victims, and again, there's no number of victims because there aren't any victims, you know, or there's one, two a day. Something like that. I mean, one, two people a day get killed in automobile accidents. Often, most times, more than one or two people a day. Are they talking about, you know, taking the cars off the roads? And the age is up. They want you to think that the age is down. They keep saying tests, cases, hospitalizations. But never, they never mention deaths. Never. Because there aren't any. And so, but they're trying to sell this thing. Did you see in California that somebody put out with this, one of the state agencies? You know, the numbers are really going against Gavin Newsom on this recall election next month on September 14th. The latest poll I saw last week was 51% of the population now wants to recall him, which probably means Larry Elder be the next governor of California, a Republican, the talk show host. You've seen him on Fox a million times. He would be a good governor. And so now, you know what they're telling? They're telling people, you can vote from the comfort of your own home.
Oh. I feel like I've seen this movie before.
Right. And you know how it ends, right?
Yes.
With somebody, the worst possible human being, the worst possible candidate, the most incompetent steward of the Commonwealth, whatever the Commonwealth is, gets in again, and everybody just loses confidence in the system. I hope the hell they're not going to steal this one. Just they tried to keep, you know how they tried to keep Elder off the ballot. They said that he hadn't put in the nomination papers in the right way, and that he hadn't sent in the tax returns that were required. It was just nonsense. And you know, so someone said, was it racism to go after you as a black man? And he said, no, the Secretary of State tried to keep him off. A black female Democrat tried to keep him off. It's not about race. It's just about what you believe. You're either part of the deep state or you're not part of the deep state. You know, I mean, Clarence Thomas could tell you that. I mean, there's a guy, you know, if it was just about race and class, he would have gotten a total free pass his entire life, but they've been after him, you know, since the days of what he used to describe as the high-tech lynching. And it's the same thing with Larry Elder. They're gonna try to kill him.
Sorry to interrupt, Howie. Scott Hounsell just tweeted, if you thought my CDC director Walensky story from Friday was good, wait until tomorrow morning. Today has been interesting. Right, Howie Carr? That's a
yes,
tease.
Yes, Scott, it certainly has. Boy, did someone get a bee in her bonnet about that story. And there's no fire, just smoke. That means fire!